Sylvia has never been alone in her entire life, and it's hard to imagine the loneliness that she experiences sitting there in that empty house, thinking about how it used to sound when the children were there.
Where are my babies? 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 Where are my babies?
Good morning, Paula Abdul, live in New York City.
Good morning, everybody.
So tell us, what are you looking forward to this season?
How about a lot of you coming in? It's a wild party where you are.
You always wiggle around that much?
I'm a dancer. I'm doing a little dance moves.
Oh, all right. I'm not really sure what you said there, but...
Like, I know this is not hot. I'm not retarded.
He's literally retarded.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking.
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop. Fuck you. You're only good in my life. I'm bullshit.
You should be running around.
I have you on the talent. I have him.
This was so great.
I need some wine.
That's right. I shall never drink again. Ever.
Don't stop drinking.
This is so horrible because I know like I'm drunk. And I know I'm puking.
Stop drinking.
Why can't
I get my shit together? Why?
Fuck you.
Don't stop drinking.
Steve-O in studio tonight.
I like that, bitch.
Don't stop drinking.
I'm about to strangle you out of your own consciousness.
Don't stop drinking.
Why am I so dumb?
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat the boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Holy shit. Hey, Freaks, Dimension with you. Back for the Wednesday edition of DV. This is actually like the after show to the after show. It's getting to the point now where I'm doing the after shows before I post or even record Distorted View Dailies. Because I'm paranoid now. I'm like, I get up in the morning, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do on the live show? It's live, right? I can't stop. And so I was working on a bunch of things for the live show today, right? And really thinking that, you know, if I prepare, there's, you know, I'll have a good show. No, that didn't happen. There were so many technical problems. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, none of the video stuff was working. Like, the cameras weren't working. The cameras were flickering all crazy. And even the screens, like, different – when I was showing off different, screens on my computer to play videos and stuff, that wasn't working. Like, just not – it was a total clusterfuck. And only Sideshow listeners can see it. Sign up right now. What an advertisement for the Sideshow, right? So I apologize for that weird clusterfuck. A lot of you guys – everyone in the chat room was enjoying it, though. They love it when I'm, you know, stressed out and freaking out and, it's a train wreck situation. And that's what I did for about an hour. It was just me sweating it. I did not like that. I need more people involved with this live show. I need interns or engineers or something, right? I can't be dealing with all these problems constantly. One of the things, though, that I did do, I managed to get out, was some new poetry. I recited some new works for you. I thought I would share, I did three on the after show. I read three brand new poems and a story. But for everyone, I thought I'd play one of the new poems so you guys could hear what was going on. Thought I'd do that for you right now. Here is the first poem that I read on the DVDA, Distorted View Daily After Show. Yeah, here we go. Awakenings. The wetness of your lips. the smoothness of your hips, your golden locks glistening in the light, moonlit sky bouncing off your skin at night. My undying love for you is written in the stars, up past the earth, the moon, and even Mars. If only I didn't have this erectile dysfunction, this cursed penile malfunction, I'd be fucking you so good tonight, my throbbing member would be quite the sight. Instead, you tell me it's no problem, it's okay, but all I want to do is for my dick to spray on your tits, on your pussy, on your face. Have I mentioned Blasians are my favorite race? Small, dark skin and squinty eyes. I kind of like it when they have hairy thighs. Wait, I think I just came to a realization, to the reason for my non-ejaculation. You're too much of a woman for me. I think what I need is a tranny. Me, tranny, okay. Lady features with a deep voice. Yes, being fucked by a shim is my choice. I'm a she-male lover, that's what I am. So put away that nasty bearded clam. Thank you. That was my first poem called Awakenings. There you go. That was my my first poem I read for you, or to you, on the after show today. One of the few things that went right on the program. If you want to check out that clusterfuck, sign up for the Sideshow. And don't forget, tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive. All right, Reverend X is back with more nincompoop. Take a listen.
I told you to study to show your goddamn ass approved.
What?
I gotta be approved to talk to my God.
That's right.
Bible. You never said that, though.
Yes, it does say that. You don't read the fucking Bible, asshole. Take your bitch ass to hell.
I do read the Bible.
No, you don't.
You don't read the fucking Bible, you nincompoop fucking poop.
No, first you must believe God is He.
I can't ask for forgiveness.
Read your Bible for forgiveness.
Well, I, you know, I've tried to call Reverend X so many times. He will not answer. He won't talk to me.
Motherfucker, the Lord. See, that's how I know you don't read my fucking Bible. Take
it. I do read it.
No, you don't. Then you would know that the Lord is angry with the wicked 3 days.
Uh-huh.
You wicked?
You a wicked motherfucker. Don't you know okay. that?
It's just really more of the same from Rev X.
I know you a wicked motherfucker. That's all I need to know. And blind motherfucker.
Okay. They don't get along. I don't know who this caller is and why he keeps calling Rev X, but they just don't see eye to eye. I don't think that feud is ever going to be resolved. Moving on, I'd like to introduce you to Fifi Faggot. Now, if you thought by slave Rob Peters was a sissy fag, wait till you meet Fifi Faggot.
Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Fifi Faggot, and my trainer is the wonderful Mr. Frost.
All right, I'm sorry. It's Fifi La Faggot. She's French. And her trainer or master is Mr. Frost.
And without Daddy Frost, I would never, ever be the sissy faggot that I am today. Because before I met Daddy, I was straight.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a really cute girlfriend, but now all I think about it is black cock. Daddy Frost showed me that I was born to be a sissy fuck doll. And
sissy fuck doll. This would have been a great video to play on DVDA because Fifi La Faggot is not naked. He/she is wearing a hot pink, neon pink wig with a neon pink bra and neon pink gloves. She matchy-matchy with the words fag for black on his chest.
I love it. Thanks to Daddy Frost, I signed this sissy contract, and now I'm legally owned by black men everywhere.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
This is reparations. You black people have been wanting it for a long time. Now you can all share, you know, Fifi La Faggot. That's what we're giving to you.
You also made lots and lots of
sorry for the slavery. Now you can have your own Fifi La Faggot slave.
Outfits and my makeup. Because Daddy knows black men like hot, sexy sissies in hot, faggy outfits, huh?
Faggy
Daddy
outfits.
Always always makes me do.
There are so many videos here from Fifi LaFaggot. Here's another one. This one's she's pleading for someone to fuck her. She can't use Craigslist like normal people.
My name is Fifi LaFaggot, and I have a very special offer for black men only. Are you visiting Amsterdam? Then you can use me totally for free during your stay. I will be your maid, your pet, and your fuck doll. Lord. And I will treat you like a black god. You can dress me and transform me into your own perfect little sissy doll. Hold me down and fuck my tight boy pussy.
Boy pussy, boy pussy.
And shoot your hot love deep inside of me.
All right, there you go.
I will lick your balls and suck your buck and swallow your creamy cum. Mm. Oh yeah, black men never ever have to use a condom when they fuck me. You could order me to buy beer for you, dressed like a total sissy fag, just for fun. Or you can take me out to show off your white sissy bitch to everybody.
All right, well, it all sounds very good.
You never ever say no to black men.
All right.
You can even
well.
Have your name tattooed on my sissy body, so I will always remember you after your stay.
Well,
and if you're not 100%,
I've got some sad news to report. Mr. Frost, or Dr. Frost, or Daddy Frost, or whatever the fuck his name was, is out of the picture. Fifi LaFaggot's newest video is her looking for a new trainer slash owner. I would love to be that guy. I've already emailed Fifi. I'm hoping she will let me be her fag master, and we can get her on the program ASAFP. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Every Tuesday, I do extended shows. I think I did like nearly a half hour of extended material for you guys yesterday. Tomorrow, I've got an exclusive show just for Sideshow Freaks. And don't forget, I post DVDAs, the Distorted View Daily After Show videos, up on the Sideshow feed exclusively. You can catch today's train wreck, as a matter of fact, very soon. Oh, God. It was bad. Sorry. Look, technical problems I can't control. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Lifetime memberships are available as well. You pay once, you'll never have to worry about recurring charges again. Help support the show, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a German man who was caught with nearly 50 live reptiles in his luggage at a Munich airport told custom officials they were his personal food supply and offered to bite off the head of one just to prove it. Officials making a routine check were startled to discover 49 reptiles, including 31 spiny-tailed lizards, as well as 18 geckos and other assorted lizards in the man's suitcase. The customs office said on Wednesday that the man, on his way back to his home after traveling in the Middle East, said, "I want to prepare them as food." The traveler even offered to bite the head off of one of the spiny-tailed lizards in front of officials as proof, said a customs spokesman. Of course, we stopped him from doing that, but the officers also expressed skepticism about the 28-year-old man's dinner defense. "He was going to eat the lizard right there," the spokesman said, "but they are worth several hundred euros each on the black market, so he may have wanted to sell them." The smuggler is expected to face a fine of several thousand euros for transporting protected animals. That should be everyone's defense when they smuggle shit in, like children. No, I'm not trying to smuggle in a child bride. I want to prepare her for dinner. That's tender meat on those bones. All right. The lizards are now being cared for by the vet at an undisclosed location. They're doing fine, officials said. Smuggler is expected to face a fine of several thousand euros for transporting protected animals. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Speaking of sex offenders and child brides and pedophilia and all those other wonderful things, a fugitive sex offender was caught watching porn on a computer in the middle of a crowded fast food restaurant. Like, you know you've got a problem. Like, a real child porn addiction when you have to masturbate at a McDonald's while you're eating your Happy Meal. Brent Kellogg, 43, was arrested Monday at a McDonald's. Investigators said Kellogg was sitting at a table with his laptop when an off-duty county sheriff's deputy noticed what appeared to be a lewd image on the screen. He may have been at the new distortedview.com. Now, 100% more child porn. Ding. Look, if that gets me hits, I'll say it. I don't really have child porn up at distortedview.com, but you can tell people I do. It's all about getting hits. The ad traffic. All right. It is a public place. It's lunchtime. There's a lot of kids there, said Roswell Police Officer Lisa Holland. When officers confronted the man, he started erasing images off of his computer. quickly. And that's why you keep all your child porn on a thumb drive. That way, if police are onto you or you suspect someone's watching you, you just eat the drive. You just swallow it. Boom. You've got like 48 hours to make your next move. Right? Is that when is that when shit usually makes its way through your system? All right, where are we at here? Kellogg was convicted of child molestation in Henry County in 1997 and sentenced to 20 years in prison, according to the Georgia Department of Correction website. Henry County Police said he served 8 years after pleading guilty to molesting a 4-year-old relative. Records show he failed to register as a sex offender when he was released. Georgia Bureau of Investigation spokesman John Bankhead called him an absconder. I don't know what that means. I think that means he's like lightly breaded, like baked, like a baked breaded meat dish, right? No, that's not what that means. Absconder. I don't know. Because I'm retarded. Customers outside the McDonald's said they were amazed at what police said Kellogg did. I think he wanted someone to catch him because why would he do it in such an open place where everybody could be walking past him, said Liz Hall. I think it's shocking, actually. McDonald's sent a statement saying McDonald's restaurant have always played an active role in supporting the communities where our customers live and work. We are glad that we are in a position to be able to contribute to keeping the Roswell community safe. Wait a second. There was a guy jerking off to child porn in your restaurant. How is that helping anything? Luckily, there was a police officer nearby. Roswell police said Kellogg remains in their jail under a $6,000 bond. He's charged with obstruction. I think that's like absconding. Isn't that what? Maybe that's what absconding means. Obstruction. But Holland said more charges could be possible depending on what investigators find on his computer. A neighbor told the newspaper he's not surprised by the arrest. Seemed like a burnout, kind of down on his luck guy. I don't know what people are thinking. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from New York City. The city's 911 system fielded nearly 4 million accidental calls in 2010, which exceeded the number of times officers were dispatched to real emergencies. The inadvertent or butt dial calls accounted for nearly 40% of the 10.4 million 911. Nearly half of the calls to 911 are because you sat on your fucking phone, received in 2010. Police cars were dispatched to 3.5 million of the calls received. The disproportionate number of accidental calls were among the findings in the consultant's report, an edited version of which was released on Friday after legal efforts to force the mayor to make it public. The report attributes the substantial number of accidental calls to the proliferation of cell phones, and it predicts the problem will only get worse. You know why? Because our asses keep getting bigger as we get fatter. The report follows a year-long overhaul of the system that included a new $680 million call center that combined the operations of police, fire, and medical dispatchers. Why don't they just have it so if you accidentally dial 911 and then hang up, you are called back, you know, by an automated number or something that says, hey, look, you just fucking called 911, dipshit. Next time there's going to be a fine. I mean, we have your phone number. And we have your coordinates, thanks to GPS. Come on, it's only a matter of time before they start issuing citations. All right, the report also found that call operators waste time on duplicate questions and employ inconsistent questioning procedures. The most basic question is, what's your emergency? That's really all you need to ask. If you're like a 911 operator, what's your emergency and where are you? 911, what's your name? My name is Cindy! That's a beautiful voice. You know, my grandkid is named Cindy. Well, Cynthia, but are you Cynthia or Cindy?
I don't know. Cynthia, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And do you have blue eyes, too? My Cindy has blue eyes and beautiful blonde hair. Those and pigtails. She's so adorable. Do you have an email address? I want to send you a picture of my Cindy. And you tell me if you look anything like her. My theory is that all Cindys are gorgeous. All right, I'm going to get your email address. And then you reply back with a picture of yourself. I want to see what you look like, okay?
God, I'm bleeding.
Look, you don't have to take a picture of yourself right now. I'm just saying, you know, find one from a month or two ago. Not too old. I want a recent picture. But, you know, worst 911 operator ever. All right, yes. Apparently, there's been an overhaul of the system that included a $680 million call center that combined the operation of police, fire, and medical dispatchers. City officials have said the update improved response times, eliminated inefficiencies, and reduced confusion for callers. But Friday's report seemed to call some of those statements into question. Yeah, 40% of your calls are accidental. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me loudly and clearly.
Merry Christmas.
No.
And a Happy New Year.
It's May. It's not time for you.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Damn. This lady called in, and she's talking about how you say 1-800-OH-GOD or whatever the fuck, and her phone doesn't have any letters on it. Well, mine is a BlackBerry, and yeah, has all these fucking letters on it. It's like a keyboard.
Yeah.
So for me, 8 is X, and 2 is E, and 3 is R. I can't actually spell out freak on my number pad. So yeah.
Well,
fix that shit.
No, I give you the... What? Freak? The phone number is 206-666-4463. I say that every single time, right? And then I say 206-666-OH-GOD, right? If you're using a fucking BlackBerry and your numbers are on the keypad, that's all fucked up. That's not how it really works. That's not how the numbers aren't lining up properly. God, that's so stupid.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what a do? This is Gina from Houston. I just got through listening to your music special. I'm a little behind on the shows, but I love that you played the My Cardboard Heart abortion song back-to-back with the totally awesome version.
Yeah, I know.
I found myself rewinding it about 6 times, and damn, I couldn't get it out of my head.
It's such a great song when it's done properly.
And was walking around singing it in the supermarket, at the gym. So I think people might think I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. I don't know who that was who recorded it. He sent it to me. He sounds like he has some talent and may actually be in a band.
See that? I stuck my finger in my dick hole, man. Ooh. You see that, man?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, faggot. Don't be a pussy. I like that guy.
Oh, you do? What? Yeah, is that all you wanted to say? Is that it? Yeah, she just calling in to say she likes the guy who calls in saying, hey, faggot.
Hey, Tim, Private Dick here. Just a half rant, but I previously heard a voicemail of someone that had just turned 18, and they mentioned that DV got them through high school and such and such.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it really made their day. Like, fucking live it up, little fucking shit, because
don't grow up. Well,
because you have more responsibilities and all the bullshit in the fucking world.
Oh, it really does suck.
In order to finding the best practical way and smartest way of making money, which is DV, and yep. If you say it got you through, like, everything was so terrible that listening to cum farts, people fucking all the time, nasty jokes here and there, got you through 8th grade.
Tim Henson raised a generation.
Being a senior high
with Distorted View Daily.
School, well, dude, you got fucking more things coming to you. That's all right. I had to say. Appreciate it.
Look. Kids these days have it hard, and I'm just helping them out.
Hey, Tim. Such a member, Keen.
Hi, Keen.
And I was just listening to
some episodes from just a couple weeks ago just for fun, and on one of the episodes you started out with an Alexis K. Tyler clip, and for the first time, I guess I didn't realize this before, but she actually said something that made sense. She was basically talking about women that'll have sex on the first date.
Yeah.
And then, like, expect sympathy. And she was saying, that's your own fault for consenting. And for the first time, I was like, holy shit, I understand something that Alexis K. Tyler is saying. And yeah, it actually makes sense. I do.
Mark this day on your calendar.
Where she's coming from. So that was just, that was kind of a mind
fuck. She made any sense.
Didn't expect to get anything, you know, enlightening out of her.
I wish someone would just set Alexis K. Tyler straight. Like, enough with the fucking hair care products. Get back to talking about, you know, vagina power and dick and nuts and all that shit.
Hey, Tom. Ryan from Ohio.
Tim.
And I was just going to tell you that I, at first, thought DVDA would be a shit show, a terrain wreck, a just an abortion, which it kind of is. But then I participated in it the first time on Friday. And it was fucking, it was fun, dude. It was fun to talk to the freaks in a little live chat. And, like, I always thought it would be just a bunch of random freaks I've never heard of. But fucking Pan Panascore called. And
yeah,
that was fucking hilarious. And I gave you the number for Reverend X. And
oh,
I talked to you live for the first time in my life. And that was awesome. But you called me Justin afterwards.
Oh.
And that's not my name. And that was a little bit heartbreaking.
Sorry.
But, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's a fun time. I mean, look, even the shitty show, even the disaster that was today's show was fun. The freaks were loving it in the chat room, talking to each other and, you know, watching me struggle whenever I'm in pain. That seems to bring pleasure to the freaks. So it was a good time. Even though the show itself was a train wreck, it was a fun train wreck, and that seems to be the case. So even horrible shows are still a good time on DVDA. So if you haven't checked it out, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the show airs live on Ustream, 3 p.m. Eastern. Archives are available on the Sideshow. I'm posting Monday's DVDA shortly after this show, so be on the lookout for that. It takes a little while to encode. It takes a long time, actually, to render all that shit. That's why I'm a little behind posting DVDAs, but that's all right. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no good.
You don't read the fucking Bible, asshole.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow because we've got an exclusive show just for you. Otherwise, we'll end the week with the Friday program. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Uh-huh.